Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Young man, 35 riding.
That's why I look. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke. That's why I look. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Just hustling. Now I'm shining in the sun. Life is nuts. Why I look.
I look so hard in the sun, rain, sleep, snow. I grind when it's jumping, even when the street's slow. Young Maine, that's the name that the streets know. I'm pushing X, wet pills, crack, weed, blow. Monday to Sunday, not a day off. One day, all this hard work gon' pay off. I gotta get it, I'm on it soon as I wake up. Block hot, so I'm pumping it out of trailer. All the traffic keep pissing off the neighbors. But fuck the laws, cause right now I need this paper. My rent late, my lights off, no water. My shoes old, my clothes dirty, no quarters. My car broke, I gotta walk, plus gas high. In the world, wanna ask why. I ain't got shit, nigga, that's why. That's why I'm motherfucking.
That's why I look. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't going get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why I
look. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Just blessing. Now I'm shining in the sun. Life is nuts.
That's why I look.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't going get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why I
look. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Just blessing. Now I'm shining in the sun. Life is nuts.
Why I look. Remember back when I ain't have no money. Now I walk inside the mall and just blow money. We used to hit the club broke, man, with nothing on us. Now we known and get love from the club owners. She was in love with me, or I guess I thought she was. I thought she was bad, but wasn't bad as I thought she was. Welcome to Maine's world, where every day's Friday. Menage days with bitches that resemble Beyonce. Used to smoke dirt weed, now it's Kush only. Grind hard, hustle hard, push, homie. Back then, I ain't have a ride to the stove. Okay, it's cool, cause now I'm a ride on 84. I had nothing, so I jumped up in the crack game. Kept hustling, and I jumped up in the rap game. Young man can't stop, won't stop, did it. Ask about me, they'll tell you who run it.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept hustling, now I'm shining.
I'm a motherfucking hustler for real, homie. I get it on the block, on the highway, on probation, on parole, fresh out. I don't give a fuck. I gotta get it, know what I'm saying? If you broke, struggling, you ain't got shit, hustle, legal or illegal, we gon' get it, man. All my female hustlers getting on their own, hustle.
Yo, what's good? Welcome to the Cut on G14 Radio. Goes down every Wednesday night, 5 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. Host Onyx on the line, kicking it with you. Also got the homie G on the line as a host.
What's going on? Golden Fleece in the building, Onyx in the building, another Wednesday. G14 Radio's The Cut. You already know where you're at. You know who you're listening to.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Just excited, another Wednesday, you know what I'm saying? Hey, everybody talking about a new Pope, you know?
Yeah.
And Facebook's about a Pope. I'll be honest with you, I don't know what none of that shit is about. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really don't know what's going on with the Popes. Black smoke, white smoke, I don't know about none of that shit. But congratulations to whoever he is.
Okay, and I tend to think I would have just lied or whatever. So, I mean, I can't front. I haven't really paid attention to it. Maybe I should get better, especially for the sake of the show. But I definitely, I'm going to have to loop as well. I'm sorry to admit and be honest. But thank you. Definitely,
I know there was a lot of people out there when I turned on and I saw it on the news. There was a sea of people out wherever they were.
Nah, it was going down for real. It was definitely going down, and my whole little, of course, you know, the stream, the little timeline, the feed, you had people like not caring, you had people that did care. It was crazy. So yeah, it's been a wild day. I'm not sure. But they definitely shout out to everybody that's tuned in, kicking it with us tonight, this evening. This is, again, like going to say, Global 14 Radio via the brand global14.com, which is Jermaine Dupri's social networking site. If you're not familiar with this site, please do go and check it out. Lots of things for you to get into, networking groups. A lot of exclusives go up on there. A lot of the new joints that I hear and get put onto, I see on that site. So go check it out. It's pretty, pretty dope. Also got the Instagram going and the Twitter as well. So, again, at Global 14 is the plug. And speaking of Global 14 and just being out there and plugs and networks, we're actually touching down to the Southern Entertainment Awards, and that is next weekend in Nashville, Tennessee. So a nice little spot for the indie artists, underground artists. They put in some work, and now they're getting the awards and whatnot. So it should be a nice little time to get out there, network, connect, make some moves. Who knows? Make some things shake. See what happens.
Yeah, definitely, man. Go out there and meet some peeps, you know what I'm saying? See what's going on out there in Nashville, Tennessee. I'm pretty sure there'll be a lot of artists out there trying to, you know, find their way in the game with questions and answer segments and meet and greets and, you know, the usual, you know, networking that goes on at these events. So, excited to see who's out there, excited to see, you know, if there's some talent out there, and also to see what some of the panelists have to say, any insight or advice that, you know, they're giving these new artists that are, you know, trying to come up and make it, man. So looking forward to it.
No doubt. And then also this week, if you don't know about it, Southwest by Southwest is, of course, the music portion is in Austin, Texas, going down in a major way. So you can get over it. I believe they're trending on Twitter, which is, you know, pretty likely because it is a huge festival. So if you're not familiar with that, you are our artist, do go and check out Southwest by Southwest. And you can go to SXSW, and that's in Austin, Texas, holding it down. I was going to step out to that joint. I'm still not sure if I'm going to touch down or not. That is where I'm from, Repiel State. However, again, it's a great place for you guys to go and get that information, panels, conferences, and a lot of major people touching down out that, in that place. So I want to say Macklemore and Ryan Lewis are out there pretty heavy as well. So it's a nice little lineup. Just go check it out. Check it out. Anything you want to add to that?
Nah, South by Southwest is the business every year. I mean, it's a lot of different days of a lot of different things. I've known people that have been out there for a week now, you know, doing their thing with the film, a lot of film, tech, music. There's a bunch of different subjects that you can get out there and plug whatever you're doing. So I know the music portion is this week. There's a lot of people out there that we know, too. Shout out to 3D Nati. She got about, like, 5 or 6 shows I think she's doing out there. You got Young Swift going to be out there doing his thing. Convict Music, Def Jam's own Young Swift. He'll actually be on the show on the 3rd of April. We'll have him on the cut. He's got shows out there. There's a bunch of people doing their thing out there. I got some people from my city touching down, doing some stuff out there. So, you know, South by Southwest, it seems to be where you need to be as far as being an up-and-coming artist. And, you know, you get that when you get that notoriety, you know, you'll be headlining. But as far as, you know, you having a little buzz in your city, maybe you're the man out there, you know, you need to approach those people because you can get on stage out there at one of those venues and do your thing and boost your brand.
And another thing, there's definitely a lot of indie artists from where I'm from putting on out there at a couple of events. do be careful about some of the things out there. It's always, you know, anytime there's something major going on, you're going to have the people come through, the scams or whatever. So make sure whatever you're putting your money on investing in as an artist or whatever you're getting into, the ticket, just make sure your badge is official. Make sure everything's real official because they play no games out there. So everything got to be tagged. If you press, it got to be tagged. Like, it's very professional. So just make sure whatever you do, you move as you would, you know, with anything else, I would think. Just get out there and handle your business. But it definitely is a good look. I think Nipsey Hussle was out there as well. I believe he's out there.
The lineup
so.
Is crazy. The lineup is crazy out there. But as far as people that have been on the show before, yeah, Nipsey's out there.
Mm-hmm.
Slow Bucks is out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody's out there. That
mm-hmm.
place is a place to be at this time. For music. So just shout out to everybody out there. Latasha Lee, who's going to be on the show.
Mm-hmm.
She's performing
mm-hmm.
out there. I think she already did a few shows out there.
Mm-hmm.
So Southwest is where everybody's at right now. They're getting it popping out there.
Absolutely. So I just wanted to touch on that. Well, I do want to, since we're talking about getting popping and being known and whatnot and getting your buzz up, I do want to kind of touch on who's doing what and who's doing anything in the charts. And it hasn't changed much. I'm going to be real with you. It hasn't really changed, which seems to be the how it is these days. Taylor Swift, you know, she's on the charts holding down pop and radio with I Knew You Were. And she's actually been on there consistently 14 to 15 weeks. She's killing it, like always. Number one on the R&B hip-hop and rap charts is Macklemore and Ryan Lewis with Thrift Shop. And that's 22 weeks straight. That's 22 weeks solid straight. No number, they stay number one. And then you got coming up, I'm sorry, I lost my place. Oh, yeah, the Hot 100 number one song is Harlem Shake. And I still don't know how to pronounce his name. Bar. I think, is he Diamond?
Bauer?
Okay, thank you. Because you corrected me last time. You corrected me last time. I'm tripping. It's just one of those weeks.
I mean, he came out of nowhere to a lot of people, so, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to be real. I didn't know who he was. And then I looked at this joint. I'm like, wait a minute, he's number one? So it was a little extra for me. And then, of course, the number one R&B and hip-hop album is actually Macklemore and Ryan Lewis with The Heist. So these dudes, man, they're crazy with it right now. They're killing it. Everywhere, every aspect.
Yeah, they definitely doing their thing. They're just on Saturday Night Live and everything.
Are you serious?
They're making moves.
Man, that's crazy.
Yeah, they were just on Saturday Night Live when Kevin Hart was hosting it the other night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're killing it.
I ain't got front, though. I hate that Thrift Shop song.
Let me tell you the truth, but I haven't even played the joint all the way through. You know what I'm saying? I think I did play it all the way through one time here on the show, but I couldn't tell you what they talk about. I couldn't tell you the rhythm of it. I haven't played the joint. And if I've heard it, it hasn't caught my attention. So maybe I should go back and listen and see what the big fuss
is. Very popular song. A lot of people
what,
like
what
it.
What is it doing?
Very,
I haven't
very
even.
Popular.
Yeah, it is. It's, I mean, 22 weeks? That's crazy. I haven't seen anything like that, so it's been a minute. Anything
well, we got
that
some mixtapes
mix?
Going
okay.
on. Yeah, we got some mixtapes going on. We got a joint out from J. Cole called Truly Yours, and you know, J. Cole is definitely some body that everybody knows of by now.
Right.
So if you haven't checked out Truly Yours, go ahead and check him out. Also, Astro, you know, Astro from X Factor, the young
kid
from Brooklyn
that
raps, got a lot of skills, this kid. He got a mixtape out called Dead Beats and Lazy Lyrics. So he basically coming at everybody that's...
just being weak with the lyrics.
He feels just
some
lazy. Yeah, he feels you spit some lazy
beef.
Shit.
Yeah, he's getting a little beef on. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you know...
He got
yeah,
it though.
If
you
he
know?
Had, he got a little issue with people that he feels
oh,
ain't
God.
Lyrically up to par. So he
oh,
want to express that. Hey, man, Adam, do your thing, Astro, do your numbers.
I hope you don't get it, my boy T. James. I'm sure you did though. I'm sure that's
yeah. You know everybody's doing it, T. James. I mean, there was a picture of T. James's baby mother on Twitter, and everybody's like, "How do you?" get a girl that pretty. They even going at T. James's looks, everything. They won't let him live, but regardless, he living. He can talk how much he wants.
He's still
catching
that check, though. But
it's not affecting T. James at all. They just wasting his breath.
He loves it. He ain't even checking.
Yeah, he's doing it. Then we got A.R. Ab, which is, remember we were talking about the guy that shitted on Cassidy, that's Cassidy's friend. But basically tried to tell the whole world that, you know, Cassidy wasn't a street dude and that he was the one that shot the dude and Cassidy lied about it. Well, ever since that, he's been going on a musical tear so he can promote what he's trying to do. And he has a mixtape out called Mud Music. Yeah, you know, you get that 15 minutes of fame, you got to try to stretch it.
He's
trying to stretch it real hard. So he got a mixtape out called Mud Music, so if you want to check that out, check that out. Also, Fred the Godson, which is a well-known rapper out of New York, Bronx, New York. He's got a joint out called Contraband. Fred got a pretty nice following, so I'm sure people are checking that out. Then a couple of dope producers got mixtapes out. You got a mixtape out by Harry Fraud called Adrift. You got one out by Bangladesh. That you could go check out. He's got one out. Bangladesh's joint is called what is his joint called again? I just had that on the tip of my tongue what his joint was called.
Bangladesh? I seen that
joint.
What
his joint is called.
I seen that joint.
Yeah,
too.
That's right. His joint is called Ponzi Scheme. So he's got to join our Ponzi Scheme.
Mm-hmm.
So if you like Bangladesh's production, you'll definitely want to check that out. And, you know, I think this one's been out for a little while. The Louis V Mob, which is Master P, Fat Trail, and Alley Boy. So they got a joint out called New World Order, and they go, when they get together, they're known as the Louis V Mob. So, if you're down with Master P and, you like the Fat Trail and Alley Boy, you got them all in one right there. So you could check that out. Speaking of Master P, rest in peace to Mr. Magic, who tragically passed away a couple of days ago, him and his wife in a car accident. And also Travis Porter, they got a joint out called Mr. Porter, which, a lot of ladies love that group. A lot of little girls follow Travis Porter. So if you follow Travis Porter music, they got a new one out too, Mr. Porter. And that's about it, the notables that I saw. Go check them out. If you're in the mixtapes, you know where to go, datpiff.com, livemixtape.com, and check them out.
Okay, now, Donna, we'll get into that. We also got a special guest tonight. We're going to have Ben Kalu. He is from Boston. Very excited to have him on. Been seeing him doing his thing. Dude has dope music, video, singer, songwriter, pretty much does it all from what I can see. So, very excited. Know Ben, met him through Global 14, so it's pretty dope to be able to have him on the show. A year or so later, I mean, he's really doing it, really, really doing his thing out there. A lot of people just kind of grind online, and he actually gets out there in the streets and makes it happen. So excited to have him on tonight.
Most definitely. Ben is very, very talented R&B singer, man. Really love that dude's voice, and we're going to get into Ben's business in a little bit here.
Absolutely. I just wanted you to kind of let the audience know, of course, how they can be featured, getting the tweets, getting hit up in the DMs and all of that, and we like to get information
definitely on
the show.
Well, the same routine, man. Hit us on these social networks. Onyx is Onyx254 on Twitter. On Twitter, I am TheGlue, TheGlue. You can hit us on Global14.com. Onyx is just Onyx on Global14.com. I'm just Golden Fleece on Global14.com. Hit us on a private message. Hit us on a direct message if you're on Twitter, Instagram. I'm the Golden Fleece. Onyx is Onyx254. Just holler at us any way you can. We'll respond back to you, get the songs. And like we said before, we really like playing music during our what we like to call our music review show. So we actually don't just play it and just let it cut off. We play it and review it. We talk about it. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to the artist that we reviewed last week. You know, Imani Rose and her producer and Chanks the DJ, you know. Now we all connected through Twitter, been talking and everything. They good people. So we connect through those type of shows, too. I love
Absolutely.
Doing those type of shows. So
me too.
Hit us
me
up
too.
With your information. Hit us up with your music. And let's get at it, man. Let's see what you got.
Alrighty. Well, we're going to get straight into it. Y'all got to forgive me. I'm a little drag lag. What a deal is. I don't know what
the deal is. There's a lot going on, man. It's almost spring. It's almost spring.
It is.
You know?
It's just a hustle and bustle. Like I said, you know, hopping on the plane, not hopping on the plane. It's a lot, but I'm about to get my mind right. And actually, this song, again, from Ben Carew, Occupy Her Mind, is actually the name of the album. And I do want to play this song before we bring him on the live. And it is More Than. Again, this is from the Occupy Her Mind album. And we'll be back with the interview with Ben Carew.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you're ready to get serious about it, I need some assurance. I need, like, some confidence. Because, you know, you need that trust, that understanding, that faith in your relationship, you know what I mean? It takes much more than being in love.
Yeah. If I could fly, I would take you along on my journey. And we could both go far away and watch as the world keeps turning. Making love in the sky, right underneath the stars at night. Wouldn't that be nice? If I was rich, a trillionaire, I'd buy you your own island. We could run around without a care, unaware the day or time in. And when things get difficult, would you stick with me for sure? Through the highs and lows, something I need to know. So how about it, baby?
My joy and my pain, my losses, my gain. Are you willing to go through it all?
Are you willing, baby?
My highs and my lows, my cons and my pros. It takes more than just being in love.
La,
la, la, la, la. La, la, la. It takes more than just being in love and love and love. La, la, la.
La, 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 la.
La, la, la. It takes more than just being in love.
Yeah. Your girlfriend called, said that I was out with some other female. Now would you call, cuss me out before hearing all of the details? Or would you just have faith in me and know there must be some misunderstanding? That couldn't be your man, yeah, yeah. The bills are late, I lost my job, the refrigerator's empty. Would you give up or stick around? See this all the way through with me. I know the both of us get stronger when things get rough. Don't be afraid of. Have a little faith in you and I. Cause you're my baby. It's you and me against the world. Just me and my girl.
It takes more than just being in love.
more than just being in love, love, and love. La la la.
Brother, excellent,
sorry,
excellent
brother,
to have
man,
you on tonight, man. We looking forward to it, boy.
Wow, thanks for having me, man. You know, I think it's a pleasure, man. When anybody want to talk to me, man. So, thanks for having me, man. For real.
Of course.
Straight into it. A lot of people already standing by. I'm ready to listen. New fans, newfound fans, which is always great. Then we definitely want to get into the projects that you have at hand. First of all, love the joint. Love it, love it, love it.
Thank you.
It's just I haven't been disappointed yet. So, again, hats off to you for everything,
wow,
for what you do. I just want to kind of – you're welcome, welcome. I want to start from the beginning and take everybody back. We like to do that here. I love to hear the story and the journey of how you actually got to where you are. So can you kind of give us some insight as far as your background, born and raised, just a little bit of the childhood, if you will?
Yeah, absolutely. So I was born and raised in Iowa. I was born and raised in Iowa. My family, we moved to Memphis where I was raised in Memphis until I was about 14. I was acting up. You know, I was at the age where I was just a knucklehead. So my mother moved me up to Boston to be with my pops. So I moved up here. I was always doing music, though. Like, you know, I started writing at 12, and I was in a couple boy groups. I guess you want to call them boy bands or whatever, but I was in a couple groups. So when I moved up to Boston, I would always try to search and do music with somebody that was popping up here. And my pops passed in 04. My first name is Sam Teague, but my father's name was Ben, so I took his name because he was a big supporter of what I was doing. He would always support what I was doing. So I just took, kind of embodied his name and took that over as my artist name. But I've just been working with artists around Boston ever since. Team 220 picked me up because they was making noise in the city, like getting local radio spins and stuff like that. So that was the team up here that I thought was doing the most as far as, you know, music-wise and creating a buzz independently. So I got down with them and just started singing hooks for a lot of their records, like hip-hop records, because y'all know I'm a big fan of hip-hop. Like, I sing R&B and
like
do, like, neo-soul type stuff, but I love hip-hop so much, like, I just,
right.
But anyway, I got down with them and just been around with them ever since. They've been they've been holding me down from day one, so.
That's an interesting, I did not know that wasn't, you know, the given name and the story behind it is amazing. Do want to also ask you this then, going back a little bit some more before you joined the boy bands, and when did you actually know that you had a talent to sing? I mean, let's be real, everybody don't have the skills, you know, so when did you actually find that talent?
Well, that was seventh grade in the cafeteria singing, and when the girls started noticing and I started getting the thumbs up. Real talk, when the females started, you know, acknowledging you in the hallway, because they didn't before, but they, you know, they notice you got that voice. That's seventh grade. I'm gonna be honest with you right there.
Wow.
Cafeteria,
okay.
Beating on the cafeteria tables, you know what I mean, at lunchtime, just vibing with a couple friends, and yeah. So that's when I had to say I started building my confidence,
mm-hmm.
singing wise. But yeah. But I always wrote and did stuff like that. But yeah, seventh grade.
That's crazy. That's what's up, though. I mean, that's good. I always like to hear when people actually said, okay, you know, this is it for me. So then at that time, then the move to Boston was when you said, I'm actually going to take this serious, or the boy band, you already knew off top, when I grow up, this is what I'm doing. I'm doing music. That was always a plan. Okay. That's
what's up. Always.
And how, and we can see, I guess, I would assume that your mother was also in support of that, with you being in the boy bands at such a young age, at a teenage age. So that's pretty dope.
Yeah, she definitely was, because it kept me out of trouble, you know. I was raised in North Memphis, and it's like, you know, most people know it's crazy down there, man. There ain't too many options down there, so that music was my escape, and she saw that, so she allowed me to go. You know, we would do, like, local radio talent shows, and we was wild. We would do a lot of crazy stuff back in the day, but she would let us just go out and explore that, so yeah, she supported me.
That is great. I mean, we love when the parents are involved and supportive and whatnot. We were just talking about that with Destiny the other week, because it's so rare these days that's the case. You know, the Joe Jacksons and the Beyonce, you know, the Knowles family, people actually supporting them from that childhood up. So then you had that support, you had the team around you, you had the talent. You said you're going to take this serious. Anybody in particular that inspired you? Being a singer growing up, outside of the hip-hop?
You mean music-wise?
Mm-hmm.
You know, growing up, we used to listen to a lot of groups. Like, you know, the Delta Devote, the New Editions, the Boyz II Men. Like, all the groups that was out, like, oh, man, I'm showing my age. But even back to, like, Color Me Bad and, oh, man, like, Teddy Riley, Blackstreet, you know what I mean? Like, and then on up to 112, you know, in the 90s when you started getting a lot of groups. So there was a lot of inspiration. And then solo artists, I used to love Brian McKnight. And, Michael Jackson. I mean, there ain't nobody like Michael Jackson. I used to love so many artists that influenced me. And then when the neo-soul, like, era started hitting, like, you had D'Angelo and Music Soul Child, that really touched, I think, a nerve with me, because that music, to me, was, like, more honest and more relatable, you know, the music, the concepts and stuff that they would come out. I remember Mario had a song, Braid My Hair. I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah, I do.
I used
That's
to always think it was so simple, like, just the concept of him just sitting on the steps. And he's just talking about braiding his hair, and I just thought that was the dopest thing ever. Like, it was so simple, but it worked, and the song was crazy to me at the time. So,
I
kind of gravitated towards that. But yeah.
Okay,
I'll be here all night talking about music.
that's what we here to do. So it's all good. And I just like to hear the whole, you know, how I got into it. Just it's always an exciting journey, and you know, just interesting to hear how everybody got involved with music to begin with. But you know, because we've been doing this. It's not a fad, you know. So
exactly. I'm glad you said that too, because I'm working on my EP, and it's going to be called Been Here.
That's hit home right there. That's a home run. Well,
exactly.
Going back to Boston, and so I'm gonna take us back to Boston. You got with Team 220 Records, and kind of tell me about how that situation came out. You said just the features, doing the features, and then a deal was presented.
Yeah, well, doing the features on a lot of hooks, because they were working with other artists. Like, we were a team, but they would work with other, obviously, independent artists throughout the city. So, but they were like home base. You know what I'm saying? I would always deal with them musically. And I mean, once it was presented to me, it was just a no brainer to get down with them. Because I mean, and they've been here ever since. Like, those are my riders. So. That's home base. That's what I deal with now.
Okay, so it does look like, I mean, I'm going to say everything that y'all put out is quality, and I did see the CD that was industry ready, and it was just really impressive. My favorite was the video that you all, that all of you guys were on. I could not name everybody that was in there right now, but it was a dope song. I shared it everywhere with everybody. I'm like, y'all, this is how you going to do it. If it's going to be 50 people on the track, this is what it need to be like. It was just perfect. The structure, everything about it was great, and I really enjoy everything that comes from that camp. We're putting in that time and putting in that work with a team that great and that talented. I know that you're married and you actually have a daughter. How do you balance the work and the life and the day gig and then the music? How does that work for you?
I know it's challenging, man. It really is. I tell myself it's all worth it, but I get up at 5 a.m. and go to work at 6. So most musically, you know, I deal with, like, studio sessions when my baby sleeps. Like, I gotta make sure she's tucked away before I do anything. I can't sacrifice my family life for the music. So I try to balance it out. And my wife, she, you know, that's my co-pilot. So she makes sure she handles the home front and doing what needs to be taken care of at home. I go to the studios at night when they're sleeping and you know, when they're tucked away. So that's how I try to balance it off. But it gets tricky at this sometimes, man. But we've been doing it so far.
You've been handling. I can relate, you know, team, no sleep.
I know. You got the twins. You talking about me. I got it way easier than you got it. I'm not even gonna. I know you got it pretty tough too, but it's something that we love to do. Like imagine subtracting music or what you do out of your life. You wouldn't even. You know what I'm saying?
It wouldn't even be right.
Exactly. Yeah, it
too much
right.
free time.
It gives your life more meaning. So I have to do it, and she understands that. And you know, it's just something that has to be done. Man.
Exactly. There's nothing more great than having that supportive role there.
Yeah.
And it's always dope to have just that partnership and then that team foundation that you do have. So that is, like I said, one thing that a lot of artists, you know, don't hold that key. You know, it is.
Yeah.
It should be family first. You know, it really should
be.
So that's just, I mean, we're going to look forward to great things. I actually want to pass the mic per se over to Golden and let him you know, ask you a couple things real quick, please.
No doubt. get into the homie Ben Carew's life real quick, man. First of all, you know I'm a fan of your music, man. Like Onyx said,
ditto, man.
Always
ditto.
Quality, man.
Too.
Always crazy sounds.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Now, I said, I'm a fan of y'all, too, man. Like, I know y'all grind, too, extra hard. So, that, you know, it goes both ways.
I appreciate
it, man. I'm a fan of y'all, too. Absolutely.
I appreciate that, man. Now, I wanted to talk to you because it's crazy, man. Like, you know, I'm from New York. I moved to the South, Orlando, Florida. You from the South and moved up North. But both are musical cities. Boston and Memphis. Do you ever go back to Memphis and try to perform in any venues in Memphis?
I haven't. You know, and it's crazy that you said that. I haven't been back to M-Town in a minute. Just cause, I mean, my brother and my sister and my mother are still there. So I'm going back actually next month. I'm going back in April. And it's crazy that you said that because I was talking to Cupid just yesterday. So me and him, we're going to try to plan a session. So he's doing like a D14 mixtape. And he sent me a track that he wanted me to do. So I'm going to go down there. And I told him when I'm going to be down there. So if he could try to get some studio time, I'm going to try to get to work when I get down there. But to answer your question, I haven't been down there in a couple of years, man. So I'm excited about getting back to that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure you know your people want to hear, you know, all your talent out there too, you know. They got a lot of, you know, dope singers and dope musical history in Memphis too, man. So
Absolutely. That's what influenced me, man. Like, you know, the scenes is totally different. Boston scene musically is totally different from Memphis. Like
right
there on Bill Street, you got all them little shops and them all the more like blues and jazz bars you can go into, and it's just so it's so authentic. I think every artist in the world should visit Memphis one time just to see the music.
Nah, that's real. That's
real.
Definitely
like,
real.
The music scene is so, you're gonna get it raw and you're gonna be touched. Like I love Memphis.
That
like,
originality, that
music.
Real. They not
yeah.
half stepping out there. You're gonna hear them voices. You're gonna hear that.
No, absolutely. You can't fake it though, man. Yeah, I missed
that.
I actually envy that. I wish the Bean had a scene like that, but
well, I was going to ask you about the Bean Town. You know, I was my next question, actually, like, you know, Boston is really known for its huge bands, groups, you know what I'm saying, that have had actually tremendous success. I mean, you got Aerosmith, New Kids on the
yep.
Block,
yep.
New Edition, the Mighty Boss Tones. I mean, Donna Summer come out of Boston.
Yeah.
But, you know, she probably, like, I guess, well, that I know of off the top of my head, the only real solo big successful as far as R&B is concerned. So
mm-hmm.
being a solo R&B singer that's now implanted in the Bean, do you feel that there's a lot of opportunities for you to grow and achieve what you want to achieve from that city?
Yeah, I think so. And I'm trying to do that just by way. I mean, don't forget Bobby Brown now. Nobody Brown.
Yeah,
there.
Right. Excuse me. Yep, you're right. and Mash Pike. Mash Pike Miles is overseas right now doing a whole tour.
Absolutely. He's from Roxbury. So, you know, that's what I'm trying to do now. So I try to work with different artists just to you know, keep myself motivated musically and business. So that's the lane I'm in right now. Like, And I'm writing for other artists too, so I think there's plenty of opportunity, man. It's just you gotta get out there and go get it. You know, you can't sit at home and wait for it.
Not at all. It ain't gonna fall in your lap. So, all the audience, all the cut audience that's listening, man. We always try to drop a jewel or two on you during these interviews. You definitely can't wait for it. We know Ben is a dude that moves around. He goes and performs and actually gets that crowd participation and is building that organic fan base. And that leads into my next question, man, because when you're an R&B artist, you have to get engaged with the audience on a whole nother level when you perform it. Especially if you're a dude, you got to definitely do it with the women. So how do you know when you knock the show out the park? What kind of crowd reaction are you looking for? And you know, I just killed that joke.
Well, when they singing the words, that's the best indication right there. When they got their hands up, and when you just talking to the people, man, they responding immediately. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, in your gut, man, you gonna have a good feeling after you leave off that stage. Cause me, I'm the type of person, once I finish performing, I'm gonna go out there and sit right back down and watch the next artist performing up. So, you know, when you have people approaching you and telling them, you know, good show, that's always a good sign, man.
Right.
That's what keeps me
motivated. That's one thing that's dope. Go back out and engage with the crowd after you perform,
I'm not,
you know what I'm saying? Feel the love that they got for you, and you know.
Absolutely. I can't sit
no doubt.
Stage.
Now,
I got to go out there.
Yeah, you know, some cats even leave. Some cats take off. You know
what
I'm saying?
Yeah,
I'm done with
me,
my
man.
Shit. Let me get up on out of here.
Yeah, and I hate that, man. I really do. I hate
That's real garbage,
that.
Man. We did a showcase the other day. My artist did a showcase the other day, and it was funny because a bunch of people was coming up to him like, yo, you going to stay for my set? You going to stay for my set? He was like, of course I'm going to stay for your set.
Right.
But what's crazy was, like, you saw mad people just do their thing, take their whole little entourages and leave. This was crazy.
And I see that all the time, man. I see it all the time. There ain't
now,
nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, you can't do nothing about it, but, you know, next time, you know your spaces and you know, I guess you need people in there to be like, you know, I'm rolling with this person. I'd like you to check them out and invite people to stay just like they come and ask you to stay. And that'll make you a better show when people are doing these showcases. Now, one thing I wanted to get in, because I know you solid as hell when it comes to your vocals, man, and you
make sure you
take your craft very seriously, dog. And recently I saw an interview with Keith Sweat, and Keith Sweat was saying that he really liked Miguel. Like, Miguel was the person that he really liked right now. And he said, because he doesn't do watered-down R&B, he said he's sticking to the script of what R&B is supposed to be. And I just wanted to know, do you have a definition of what watered-down R&B is? And if so, what is it? And do you think that there was an R&B script that real R&B singers should stick to as well?
Watered down R&B, man, that's a hard. I don't know, man. That's a tough one, man. I like Miguel too. Miguel's tough. I was just playing him the other day, but watered down R&B. Like when you said that, I can't think of an artist that's out right. Actually, you know what? Whose Booty Is It? I don't know what type of record that is. If you consider that R&B or hip hop.
Right. I know which one you're talking about. The one with French Montana on it.
Yeah. Is the dude rapping on that? Or is that R&B?
Nah, he's
I don't know. Yeah, see, that type of stuff, I don't know. I consider that type of stuff kind of watered down because I ain't really heard him sing. But, I mean, I really don't pay attention to that stuff because, like, I search for music. Like, that's all I do. Y'all know all day. Y'all see me posting stuff. That's all I do. Like, I'm searching for that organic, that authentic R&B, that, you know what I'm saying, that stuff that's going to move my soul and touch me and inspire me. So I don't really, you know, watered down R&B, it don't bother me because there's other great music out there to look for. So I don't subscribe to that type of stuff anyway.
Right. But you do agree that there is a difference between that true R&B and what a lot of cats are doing right now. Some would say they kind of like rapping / singing. Like, they really giving you no feeling with it. They just basically trying to get out some words with a melody.
That definitely is. That definitely is. And you hear most of that on the radio. Because that's mostly, like, radio-friendly stuff. You don't get most of that, you know, with people singing from the gut and doing that type of... I mean, well, hearing then you get that type of stuff, but it's mostly radio stuff. Which I barely listen to the radio. You know, I listen to the cut.
Right.
That's about it.
That's what's up.
Like I said, man, I don't pay that no mind. Cause I know where to look for the good music. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. So, and what type of R&B do you prefer to sing? You more of an up tempo R&B guy? Are you like ballads? Which type of R&B do you like to sing the most? Which one comes across like, you know, when a rapper they say, yo, when you doing that type of style, man, you come across the illest. Like, what do you feel that is Big Karu's signature R&B? Is it up-tempo joints or ballads?
Yeah, it's definitely more ballads. Because those are easier. For me, they're easier to write. The up-tempo stuff is cool. I do it here and there, but the ballads are easier to write. Because it's more, you know, emotion that go with the ballads. It's more heartfelt stuff that, you know, the subject matter is more heartfelt. So that's more in my lane, the ballads of mid-tempo type records.
Nice.
I try to stay away from the club records.
Right, because like you said, R&B is supposed to evoke emotion. And, you know, when you're singing and it's real, you know, especially the old school cats, they used to give it to you so raw. I was just listening to Stevie Wonder the other day.
Oh, yeah.
And, like,
yeah,
Stevie
yeah.
Wonder's one of my favorite, man. And he's crazy with it, man.
He's the greatest, man.
Awesome artist. Now, I did a little digging, man. And I read you performed at the Apollo, man. Now, I'm from up top, man. And let me tell you something. That's not an easy stage to walk on. So explain to the audience the feeling when you actually performed at the historic Apollo. How did it go down, man? Did you get the Sandman or did you get the clap?
Nah, we never got the Sandman. I'm so proud. I'm so proud. I never got the Sandman. And man, we sang original material that I wrote. You know what I'm saying? So it was a contest they had here in Boston where if you performed here in Boston, this is when I was in a group, so it was three of us. And if you won the contest, then you guys could get the chance to perform at the Apollo. So, you know, my group were smashing the little contest they had here in Boston. So we got to perform at the Apollo a couple times. So, you know, if you win Apollo 3 times, this is back then, I don't know what the thing is now, but if you win Apollo 3 times, then you get to go to the televised show. So we went, you know, the first time, we got booed a little bit, but then we won the crowd over. You know what I'm saying? They stuck with us. There was some dudes in the front hating on us. They was hating on our outfits. That was so funny. That was so funny, man. I think we had a, like, all white with, like, white Tims. It was crazy, but we kept going. Like, and the third time we went, we were supposed to, that would have been, like, if we won that show, we would have went to the televised show. But as you know, if you bring, you got to bring your own support system when you're at the Apollo, because they go off of cheers and boos. So right. We went, man, the third time, we went up against these kids. They were called the Rugrats. I'll never forget them. It was like a little dance group. And it was maybe like, you know, it was maybe like 7 kids, right? Dog, they had like 3 busloads of people that they brought with them, support. So, you know, it was we didn't have enough support system with us to, you know. So at the end, they won, obviously. I think we won like 3rd place. But, yeah, needless to say, man, y'all didn't see me on Apollo, the televised version. But that was a dope experience.
Yeah,
like, I'll never forget that experience, you know what I mean?
Ah, man, just hearing about it, man, I can imagine it, man, because I know how crazy it is on the Apollo, man. So I'm glad y'all didn't get that hook, baby. I'm glad y'all didn't get that
same. Oh, man, they booed like an 8-year-old girl, man. She went up there and she sang like they booed her. She sang like Tina Turner, so she went out there with the wig on and the outfit, and she went up there, you know, trying to do Tina Turner, man. Oh, it was brutal. That was brutal to watch.
Yo, let me tell you something, man. We got one of the G14 lifers on the line who definitely wanted to holler at you, man. And, you know, he always supports you, man. And I think he's got to go somewhere soon, so we don't want to keep him holding on too long.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think he's going to bring Ash on the line real quick.
What's good, Ash?
What's going on, Alex? What's going on, Golden? What's up, Ben?
Yeah, what's poppin', bro?
Nah, man, I just, you know, I chimed in, support you, you know, we've been down like, back in the days, number 14, so I was just coming in, showing you some support, you know.
Absolutely.
I haven't called in to Onyx and them still in a minute, so, you know, much respect to Onyx and Golden.
Thank
it was
you.
Nice meeting y'all and seeing y'all again, you know, and
yes.
Stuff like that, so.
No doubt. Oh, wow.
But, yeah, I just wanted to get in real quick, show some support to you, Ben, you know. Like I said, you're always on that, on the Xbox and stuff, so. But,
absolutely.
Yeah, but I got to get going, so. But, man, good interview. Keep doing what you do. And, you know, I always got to support from me, so.
Absolutely.
Y'all do
y'all thing. I appreciate you, brother.
That's what's up.
I appreciate
right,
you,
man.
That's what's up.
All right.
Take care,
all right,
brother.
Talk to y'all later.
Thanks.
All right.
All right. That's what's up. The brother Ash on the check in. You know, he's been holding it down with Ben for a long time, man.
Yeah.
Definitely feel good to have that support system. You know what I'm saying? People that actually believe. In your craft, man, and been holding you down. So shout out to Ash for calling in.
Yeah,
know?
That's what
you
bro,
got there at ATL. You know,
I know, man. I've seen the pictures.
Wilding out there and shit. He was wilding.
Yeah, I'm so mad I couldn't make it.
Yeah, he's out there wilding, dude. We had a good time, man. We all got to get back out there soon. You know what I'm saying? We got to make it a whole group thing. You know?
Yeah, we do. We need to set that up for real.
But let's get back into the people knowing about Ben Caruso. The Apollo experience, I heard that's funny, the Rugrats. I'm going to remember that from that whole shit, like 7 busloads of people. But I know how that is, so I know what's up. But one thing that I also wanted to ask you, man, because we know that you also write. Is there any songs out there that you may have penned that the audience may have heard but don't know it was you? Or are you still working on trying to get major placements? And how much focus do you put on that? do you say to yourself, okay, this few months I'm going to sit down and write songs for other artists that I like to see if I can get them the bodies, or
right.
I'm going to just keep on Ben right now?
Nah, you know, I'm a scatterbrain. There's, I don't have any placements. That the only song that I say I did that people might know is I was on the D Block, their first album, track number 16, which is D Block to the Death. And that's with Styles P, Bully, and like two other artists on it. But that's the only record that's actually out there. Y'all can check that out. But I'm on the chorus right now. But I am writing. I'm writing for a female artist, and this singing hooks for, you know, rappers that need hooks, and they holler at me, and you know, they can pay a small fee.
you know,
so I'm kind of all over the place. I'm trying to do that and work on my EP. So to answer your question, man, I'm all over the place, man, to be honest with you.
Well, that's what's up, man. You know, you know you got the talent. You know, you put your effort into a few things, man. Something's definitely going to take hold, and somebody's going to see, you know, the talents that you have. So it's nothing like it, man. We over here doing the same thing, man. We got our artists, you know what I'm saying? We producing records for people in the game, you know. We just got hit up by ESPN the other day. They like one of our songs, so they want to put it on, ESPN. So, you know, we actually, you know, I guess when you into music, it does take being a scatterbrain to really function in that game because there's so much going on, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because there's so many lanes that you can take, man. Like, one of my other partners, they got, like, the TV placements. Like, you know, if you're watching these reality TV shows and you'll hear, like, music from an artist and you don't know who that artist is, but they'll show, like, the title of the song and the artist's name. Like, let's say Love and Hip Hop. So I think he got placed on Jim Jones' show. But there's so many different lanes you can take to get your music out there. And that's my
definitely.
View on it. So that's why, you know what I'm saying, that's why I'm kind of all over the place. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, that's what's up, man. And I got one
more
question before I bring Onyx back on, man. I know a lot of singers out there, they say that they always got a certain signature that separates them from other singers. And we want to know, does Ben Carew have a signature? And if so, what is Ben's signature? Like, when he come on, you know it's me because of what?
Man, that's funny. I don't think I have a signature. I think my voice is different. I don't think I sound like too many other people. I mean, I think that would just be my signature. You know what I'm saying? There's you know what I'm saying? There's not too many people that you can say, oh, Ben sound like so-and-so. Because I do so many different type of records. So that would be my signature, man.
But that is a signature. If you got a different voice, you know, you got so many cats out here sounding the same. So if there's a distinct voice, you know, somebody will understand, like, oh, that's Ben right there. I could tell by how he came in. You know,
exactly.
Same in rap, same in hip hop. So that's the signature right there, your voice, man. And
absolutely.
We're going to definitely keep riding and supporting everything you do, man. We're about to get into your project that you got coming up. We know you said it was Ben here, but we definitely want you to get all the networks that you use for your social networks and how they can get at you. So I'm going to bring Onyx back in, and we're going to get into that business. So everybody that's listening to this show knows how they can follow Ben Carew and what they should be looking out for.
Yeah, I appreciate you, bro.
You know that I like how we playing it tonight. I like the pass the ball. I love that passing the ball, taking turns, and really getting to chop it up with Ben. I mean, we saying so we both wanted to interview tonight. Usually we'll be like, you know, I just interview and then we get through the whole thing. But we actually both we couldn't decide who was going to interview you. It's that crazy. So I really serious. And so like right before the show, we like, okay, we both gonna do it. You gonna do something? I do something. So.
That's love. I appreciate y'all so much, man. That's love right there.
No doubt. And we do got people on the line, and I want to bring them on because they've been holding and being supportive, and that's just really dope. And it looks like it's a lot of
people, wow,
team peeps. I see the names popping up. Shout out to LV. He's holding down the little boy, the tech side. What I wanted to ask you. yeah. I wanted to ask you about the fan base and the building of that. What are you going to do going forward? You have some projects coming out. What is your goal for this project as far as the fan base, building fan base, pushing it? Is there a particular plan in place without giving us the marketing plan?
Yeah.
Is there anything that you're doing this time differently? We're pushing this because it is an EP?
Yeah. No, I'm going to do the same thing. I don't know if y'all – well, I'm going to try to do the same thing we did with OHM, just hit the net hard, you know, get all my supporters involved, like – you know, had them hit the net, because I think that's what I really appreciate is the word of mouth. If I can get all my people to just start, you know, retweeting and sending it to people that they know and just get people talking and get people involved and excited, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to just try to hit the net real hard. And my team's pretty good at that, so it ain't going to be too much different from what we did with the OHM project. Yeah.
Okay, that's the sub. Definitely got a buzz going and know how to get that jumping and all of that. Definitely have to support a Global 14. If you didn't know it, you know tonight. as well as the cut. So anytime that you do drop a record and you want to kind of get that feedback on it from our listeners, please do shoot it to us because we didn't went up, then we didn't came up. I ain't going to say the bottom. I ain't going to do the whole spider now. But no, I really thought we didn't came up real quick. So, you know, we in them thousands. So we would love to get that out there to the people. And they do call in and they do hit us up and after the show and all of that. So we would love to put that.
Y'all deserve it.
Hey, well, we ain't about us tonight. But, you know, I'm just saying.
Man, y'all deserve it. Nah, because, you know, I'm excited for y'all. Nah, real talk, because y'all know I was here when y'all was trying to get it going from the jump. So
that's right, you
to where y'all at now,
indeed,
and I know y'all just gonna take it even further from where y'all at now. Like this is just a nice milestone, but I know y'all gonna keep growing. So I'm excited, man. For real.
We appreciate that, man. We really do, and I love it's nothing like working and supporting and moving among humble, talented people. You know, hardworking people. So you know, we look forward to the growth and getting those new records, getting to being the first to be able to premiere, say replayed it, dropped it. You did send me a new one. I'm going to try to get that joint in before you ride out. But let's go ahead and get these calls on. Then we got Cupid, I believe, from G14 Memphis in the house on the line. Cupid?
What up, boy? Yeah. What up, man?
Yo,
Mr. Ben Carew.
What's poppin', Kizzy?
What's up, Flea? What's up, Miss Onyx?
How you doing, my brother?
How you, Cupid?
Chillin', man. You know, my boy Ben was on, so I had to come up here and give a call.
No doubt.
Appreciate you, man.
So
I appreciate you. Yeah, man. What you into down there?
Another man just got in. I heard him call before I took his work clothes off and be lazy for the rest of the night.
That was nothing, man. Yeah, I was just telling him, I'm going to come down there and check you out when I get to M-Town, man.
Oh, yeah, for sure. We're going to do what we talk about.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I appreciate you calling in, bro.
No, definitely, man. I had to call in and show support.
That's dope. No doubt. I think I had two other people. I'm like, you popular, then. I need to get like
nah,
you.
Nah, I ain't popular.
you got the mind.
Just make good music.
He got the that too. Both. I'm gonna say both.
That's what we here for, though. We about to make the people that's popular and make good music popular. You know, if you ain't popular and you make good music, we going to make you popular.
He is tonight.
You know,
that's right.
There's a lot of people that need to be heard out there. So, you know, we building this outlet for that. For that reason,
that's
right there.
That's what it is.
So I'm going to say this one thing about Ben, about what separates him from a lot of artists
that I listen to. When even though there's a lot of people on Global 14 that can sing and they can sing really well,
mm-hmm.
this dude right here can actually write, and, mm-hmm. and he actually makes songs that you want to listen to again. But I know mm-hmm. that mixtape that he made with the mother guys, you know, I mean, there were three or four like solid joints on there that I literally like listened to over and over and over, and Making Love. I mean, I think I've listened to that song 50 times, I think, my iTunes list. So, I mean, I know. So, I'm at work, or it is. I've let so many people listen to it down here in Memphis, and, you know, it's really a good song. I think that's really what separates him from people who can just sing, but his writing ability and knowing how to have other people sing his songs and actually listen to them and want to listen to them again.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
What's up?
That's what's up, man. Cupid did like a oh man, he did like a review on the whole album too. Like broke down each song. Like, you know, he took the time to listen to the whole. Like it wasn't fun. Like, you know how you get your records, please. I'm sure you know. You know you get your records to people and they say, oh yeah, it was cool. But he took the album and broke down. And he could tell you about each record, what he didn't like, what he did like.
Mm-hmm.
So I appreciate you for that, man, for real.
Yeah, that's love right there. That's how you're supposed to do it.
Yeah.
Definitely, Cuba. We definitely appreciate you calling in. And just everybody who don't know, again, Global 14, Mike's for holding down Cupid, and he is not easy on the music. So
nah,
it's not
exactly
a compliment to take lightly.
Not at all.
Nope. And that's why I deal with him. He real. Like, I appreciate that. That's from the bottom, for real.
No doubt. Appreciate you, Cupid, calling in and support the homie Ben Carew tonight. Also have Noah on the line, who is also, I want to say he's a fellow artist. Yes, he is.
Oh, wow.
That he was calling in tonight. What's good, Noah? You live with
wow.
the cut.
Hello?
Hey, you live?
hey, what's going on? This is your brother, Ben Carew.
What's up, Noah? Wow. I'm a fan of you. You calling in here.
Hold on. Hey, well, we know, man. What's up, man?
What's going on with you, man?
Not much, man. I can't wait till you get here in April, man. We're going to hang out a little bit.
Oh, okay. Hold on. That's my brother, y'all.
Hey,
I thought that was the other dog. That's my brother. What up, big brother?
Hey. Look, man, not much, bro. I got everybody here wants to say hi to you, man.
Oh, man, y'all messing with me tonight. What's up, man? Tell everybody that's what I love,
man.
I can't wait to see him.
Yeah, man, we just wanted to call in and show you some support. And
well,
let everybody in B-Town know, that's what y'all call it, right, B-Town. Everybody in B-Town know that you got some support, man. And we love your music. We, you know, I've been a fan of yours. You've been singing on Gill Street on the corner, man. So, big up to you, man. I wish you much success, brother.
I appreciate you, big bro. Love you, bro.
Yeah, I love you too, man. Yeah, when you get down to Memphis, man, we got an air mattress waiting on you.
That's what's up. Yeah, I can't wait to see y'all, man.
Yeah, man, yeah. We can't wait. We're gonna have a good time, man.
All
right. And that's what's up. I definitely thought it was the other Noah.
Yeah, that's my
shout out to the fam calling in, brothers. That's what's
up.
Yeah. This is his brother. We came from the same room.
That's right.
Oh, man.
Family first. That's
what's
up, man.
Matter of fact, give mama a kiss for me.
Aww. I will. Absolutely, man. I will.
And that's what's up. I'm excited. I love
yeah.
stuff like this. Alrighty. Thank you so much, Noah.
Yeah, no problem, man. Thanks for keeping me in the loop, man. Keep me informed of what you got going on. I appreciate that.
I definitely will.
Yeah. All right, thank you, guys. I appreciate y'all, man. Yeah, y'all
thank you
yeah,
so much. Not,
yeah, y'all have a good night. We still listen to you, man.
All right, big bro.
All All right, man. Take it later, brother. Love you.
All right, bro. Later.
And that's what's up. That's what's up. I got so many lines. We got a couple of lines going, so hopefully wasn't too much static, but that's what's up. And family calling,
yeah,
everybody supporting, coming through. That's dope.
That was a shocker. I didn't know he was going to call her.
Hey, it's crazy. You never know who's looking at the timeline, right?
I know.
I'm looking at the networks.
That's crazy. Well,
it is. And since we're just speaking on that real quick, I want to ask you, how does it feel to be one of those type of artists to have all of that support, people calling in and really actually enjoying the music? It ain't no just because we feel like saying we like it. Like, how does that feel?
Right,
you just know that you created that and this is the response you're getting.
That's the best. That's the best feeling. That's the best feeling. I mean, that's why I do it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I seen a quote the other day. It said, you know, we all know we're going to die, but, you know, you got to create something that's going to live forever. So that's just what I plan on doing. I just plan on doing this music. And after I'm dead and gone, my daughter can listen to it. You know,
mm-hmm.
her kids can listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
My nieces and nephews can appreciate it and say, you know, that's my uncle right there. So, yeah, no, I need the support. I need this. Yeah, it's what I thrive for.
Absolutely. Well, you know, again, you definitely have ours, and we appreciate you for always supporting what we've done. I mean, it's just, it is what it is. It's one of those things when I love to say real, recognize real.
Absolutely.
And it's kind of the same. That's just what it's always been from day one.
Yeah.
You're definitely somebody that I met, and we think alike on a lot of levels when it comes to this music, especially
yeah.
what we like and what we don't like. So
yeah.
That's dope to be able to connect with you. I'm from where I'm from, you from where you're from. So
right,
I don't want to take you too much away from your family tonight, but we definitely was glad to get you on the show tonight, just kind of get into a little bit about who Ben is outside of, you know, what we know and the audience, introduce you to them. And I just want to say thank you so much for coming on, and it's great, your music is great.
Wow, thank you. No, it's nothing. Y'all know anytime y'all want me on there, I'm going to start what I'm doing and hop on, because, yeah, like, y'all been there from day one, so it's nothing. Absolutely nothing. I appreciate y'all for having me.
Thanks so much.
You know, John, my brother, we definitely excited that we had you on the show tonight, man. And, we're going to be plugging all the new music that you're doing. We're going to be plugging the new EP, Ben Here, you know what I'm saying? And make sure, you know, you hit us with that exclusive, man, so we can let our audience
absolutely.
Get that new
yeah,
EP coming
get it
away. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, let them know how they could get at you, man.
Well, the best way is probably it's my URL/BenCarew. Cause that's got all my social network and my, you know, my YouTube, my Twitter, my Facebook, everything on there. So it's just all in one. So it's myurls.com /BenCarew. And that's how you get at me, man. If you need to get at me directly, if you can't wait, you just hit me up on Twitter. You know, direct, you know, DM me on Twitter, man. And I'm usually good with that. So yeah, and absolutely, you know, you already know I'm on Global 14 every day. Like, you know,
no,
I'm signed up. If you ain't signed up already, you got to get on G14 to sign up. Because that's
man, get on that train.
Yeah, get on that train. Get on that wave. For real.
Sounds good, my brother. We're going to let you get back to your pretty daughter, your wife, your family. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
It was a pleasure having you, man. If you want to stay on and listen to us talk about this crazy news that is going on with the whole consequences, Joe Button,
oh, yeah, I'm going to listen in.
If you got any comments too, I mean, if you don't got nothing to do, you can stay on the line and comment about that, man. There's a lot of stuff going on right now that I think a lot of people think artists are diminishing themselves by getting on these reality TV shows. So we're gonna talk about it because I think Consequences is about to kill his career. But
he really is. That's funny you said. I'm here with y'all, man. I'm about to ride. I'm gonna ride this thing on out.
Okay.
All right, hang out. We
got to
get into it.
Absolutely. Yeah. We're definitely going to get into it. We're going to take a quick break, come back. I think we got a little bit of a feedback, but that's a good thing. I mean, we're getting flooded right now with the listeners. So shout out to Ben. for getting everybody tuned into the cut who wasn't already on. We're going to drop this track right now that's getting a lot of buzz at the Underground. He's actually doing this thing at Southwest by Southwest this year. This is the song is Famous, and there's a rapper, his name goes by the name of Big Spade, so this is an exclusive listen to those who aren't familiar with him already. Famous. G-Fuzzy made a cutback with the news, the homie Golden, and that was famous by State of a guy out of the South who's pretty much generating quite a big buzz on the ground. So, hey, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. We'd like to see
nice,
be the first
nice.
To say we did
that
it.
Momentum. That momentum going, you know. That I like the sound of that joint. He was spitting some realness on that joint. And, that hook was definitely on point with the sample in there. So shout out. I like the feel of that joint most definitely. Yeah, you know, hip hop news, you know, crazy shit continues to go on, you know what I'm saying? You know these people out here, man, they can't act right, man. But we gotta talk about them when it happens. So recently, a lot of, you know, we've been having a lot of reality shows pop up with a lot of these artists, and the reality shows, basically, a lot of people chalk it up to low album sales, and basically saying, hey, you need to get on one of these shows, increase your fan base, and, you know, try to get some fans out of these shows. They seem to be the vehicle that can either hurt you or help you, but they seem to be more than hurting a lot of artists than helping a lot of artists.
Absolutely.
So we're going to go into one of the instances that have happened between Joe Budden's and Consequence. Now, the reason I wanted to talk about this is because Joe Budden has been on the internet living his life out on his own, you know, internet channel, whether it's with Tahiri, Esther Baxter, all the girls, his whole relationship. He has no problem putting that out there and no problem with putting himself out there. So it's only natural that a guy like that, you know, goes to the reality show because it's pretty much a transition for him. Consequence, on the other hand, has been an artist that's been around for a long time. Been around for a long time. But at the same time, has done a lot of stuff that people don't know, like wrecking on Beyonce, writing for a bunch of people. I've been around since the Tribe Called Quest days. Used to roll with Kanye West, Good Music, real,
mm-hmm,
real heavy.
I remember that.
So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, so now, you know, he's chosen to put his life on a reality show along with his wife, who is Jenna Penn, which used to be a... on the radio with DJ Who Kid back in the day. And they also have a newborn child, a young boy. He's not a newborn now, but he's a young kid, very young, maybe 2 or 3, something like that. So there was issues in the shows where, you know, everybody goes and does their interviews on the interview service club, this, that. And you know what people's jobs are, to ask them about other people on the show. So... you know, they'll
wow.
ask Joe Budden about
the
Consequence. Who? They'll ask Consequence
okay.
about Joe Budden. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
And they're just stirring up the pot. Well, sometimes these people always take the bait, and they took the bait for these questions. So they start getting a little back and forth doing these interviews on how they feel about each other or whatever. It was very light until... one thing happened that I think sparked all this. Consequence was at Hot 97, him and his wife doing an interview. Joe Budden had heard on an interview from the Breakfast Club that Consequence was saying a few reckless things about him. So he comes to the interview. He was actually already in the building. He comes to the interview, but they don't know that this confrontation is being taped. Now, on Consequence's previous interview with the Breakfast Club, it was a lot of tough talk. Like, listen, I'm from Queens, man. I'll smack the shit out of anybody. Anybody want to fight? I want a good 5 minutes with Kanye. I'll take
right.
a good 5 minutes with Big Sean. Like, whoever wanted could get it. That's just how I get down.
Mm-hmm.
And he had some things to say about Joe Budden that was light in there as well. So Joe approached him at Hot 97 while they didn't know that the cameras were rolling. So basically he was very calm about it, like, listen, do you guys have a problem with me? You or your wife, let's address it right now. And in the video, Consequence appears to be backpedaling on everything that was said at the Breakfast Club. At the interview. Standing strong, though, but still kind of seeming like shook a little bit, like a lot of fumbling with his words, a lot of, nah, fam, you know. Nah. So
right.
pretty much, long story short, after that confrontation and everybody seeing it, the general consensus from the media and everybody that saw it was, damn, Joe Buns came in there calm and punked the hell out of Consequence. You know what I'm saying? That was
right.
The general consensus. So, of course, being the guy Consequence was, that made him feel some type of way. And these guys haven't seen each other since. So, fast forward to yesterday, the taping of the reunion. This
okay.
is the first time that these guys are getting to see each other. So, from the stories that's happening, Funkmaster Flex is there. He's actually working the event. And they take a break. And when they take a break, Consequence runs up, punches Joe Budden in the back of the head. Joe Budden
is that
didn't
what
know
I
who
kept
was coming.
All over the blood? Okay. This makes it
yeah,
adding up now. Okay.
Yeah, that's what you're seeing all over the blood. So he's like probably in his head that, okay, this guy think he punked me.
Right.
I'm going to snuff him as soon as I see him. And
right.
that's what happened. He snuffed Joe Budden's in the back
wow.
of the head. So
not
when he snuffed Joe Budden, Joe Budden happened to be with Tahiri at the time. They were walking out to smoke a cigarette.
Mm-hmm.
Tahiri snuffs Consequence while he's, you know, I guess turning around and backing off of Joe. You security's going to break it up real fast anyway, and that's what happened. So Consequence took to Twitter, the Twitter sphere, and basically told everybody, look, I just smacked the shit out of Joe Budden. Have a nice day. Everybody have a nice day. Queens, you know, just like,
wow.
Hey, I just smacked this nigga. Whatever.
So I went on Twitter. So
Queens
official.
All day. I'm out.
Right.
So then Joe Budden tells everybody, look, this nigga just sucker punched me. This shit ain't over. He's the most pussiest shit I ever seen, but all good. Well, apparently they got to Consequence after the show. So I guess
wow.
Joe might have called one of his boys. They got him around his car. So there's now video footage of that. The footage of Consequence punching him, nobody's seen it. But the video footage of Joe and his man
right.
trying to jump Consequence, that's out there. And it looks kind of crazy. I'm not going to say Consequence is all fucked up. Nah, the security was pulling him away, and they
mm-hmm.
end up dragging him on the ground. That's security dragging Consequence on the ground. That's not Joe Budden and his man. You know
right.
what I'm saying? So we really didn't see the hits that they
right.
were getting in on Consequence. But we do know that they caught him. They caught him out there, and you can hear his wife, Jenna Penn, yelling like crazy, like, I'm going to call the cops, you pussies, and all of this stuff.
And all of
so,
this is stemming from this Love and Hip Hop show thing.
Love and Hip Hop and some radio interviews,
right?
Wait,
you
now,
man,
these are underground artists that are well-respected.
Absolutely.
And right now, this shit is just taking them left field. I say all of this just to let you guys know what started all of this. So now it's all on Twitter, it's all on the blogs, and I just wanted to ask everybody, what the fuck do y'all think about this shit, man? Because I know I had more respect for Consequence before this whole Love and Hip Hop shit than I do now. Joe Budden, I like his music, but I never really rocked with that whole how he got to be in front of the camera and do that reality shit all the time. I never really rocked with that because, you know, he put himself out there in some ways that, you know, girls are saying, yo, he beat me, you know, I lost a baby when he beat me, and, you know, him and Tahiri's back and forth, they always going at each other's neck, and it's just kind of like, yo, listen, rap. You know, all that extra shit, that's cool, but some things are going to come out, and people might be like, I'm not really feeling that side of that dude. You know what I'm saying? So I think that this is diminishing a lot of talented artists, and I'm basically thinking that motherfuckers should really stay away. If you got a name in the industry and you're working, I do not think you need to go on this show or these shows and be a star on these shows. If you're somebody that's trying to gain a fan base,
and you don't care, you want them to know your story, this and that, that might be a little bit different for you. But if you're established, I think these shits can only ruin you. Now, the only thing about it is you can become some star and get your money up. They might do a spinoff on you, and that's what a lot of these artists, I think,
come into
the
situation
the
game
trying
the old
to do.
Jim Jones right. or whatever. Well, I mean,
exactly. So how do you feel about that? What's
you
your
know,
take
I don't
on it?
I don't
if we got Ben on the line, we still want Ben to chime in, too, and see what his take on it is, too.
I think we both Ben, but as far as, you know, my little stance, I don't even watch the Love & Hip. That's the thing, right? I can't box with those tape shows, and I know the fellas can because, it's you know, you got eye candy on the show, but I don't watch the Love & Hip Hop joints, and I don't watch the I just can't really rock with the reality TV show. So, but for the simple fact of things that you say, like, you know, not you say, but, you know, reporting what it is. And even, like, when you talked about the Tahiri and him like, back and forth, like, I don't want to see that drama. Like, I don't want to see it. And so, and then I keep hearing something about Stevie J and Jocelyn breaking up. And so I'm just like, I've heard them break up all, like, this whole time, so I don't know what the situation was at, and I thought he was with Mimi. I thought that was his. Like, I'm all out of it. So I always
well,
catch
Steve, you
the
know
little
what? You bring
links
up a
to
good
YouTube.
Point. You bring up a good scenario. You bring up a real good scenario because for a guy like Stevie J, reality show helped him. He was basically out of the production loop as far as the mainstream was concerned.
Exactly.
So a lot of people didn't even know who Stevie J was because he was more around the Puff era, the Eve era. So when, for him to be introduced again to a whole new society, of a whole new fan base, that was good for Stevie J.
Yeah, and his name gets
up in all
kinds of songs.
He wasn't doing much at the time.
Right.
So that's what I mean by it can help some people and it can hurt some people. This attention that Stevie J's getting isn't hurting him. This is helping him.
Right, because I mean, I don't know what I didn't know what he had going on, but now I know everything because of what it is. And as far as the new, you know, Joe Budden and like, I really hate the whole camera when I'm fighting type proof, like. And we went into all of that already. Like, I'm over that. So I was like, really? Okay, we're still doing this. So, I mean, it is what it is. But I definitely feel like, in this case, they don't need it. Like, I don't know why Joe Budden is doing that. I really don't understand. But I'm not the one. It ain't my check, you know. So I suppose he said, hey,
what's
another check? Let me grab it.
Well, you know, it comes to a point where we're talking about money. We're always going to come back to money. And, he can end up being one of those guys that they want to do a spinoff, especially with Tahiri and Kay. He got two banging chicks that, you know, are half naked all the time, basically. You feel me? Respected girls in the modeling industry that people book them for shows, and they're in his life, and they fight for him and everything like that. So you could see that show could spin off into a Joe Budden type
of
show because he actually has some things going on that people are interested in. So that may be his mode of thinking, and the hip-hop is not paying him like he thinks it should.
Right.
But
and
at the same time,
I know.
As people, I think it kind of drags these people down a notch, man.
Right. I understand what you're saying, definitely. Do actually have Ben on the line. I want to bring him on and see, get his opinion.
Definitely.
In a second, I think he might be live already. Ben, are you live with us? I think he might be on already. It's kind of crazy tonight. How this board is operating. Not sure.
Is he on?
Okay, Ben. Then we got you on the line. He may have it on mute. You know how sometimes you have it on mute and you may be live. Anything else that came up that you wanted to speak on?
Yeah, before we change the subject, though, we definitely want to see if Ben going to chime in on that. Is he on? I thought I heard something.
I did. It looked like we having some tech issues, so I'm not really sure. what's going on there, but
Jasmine.
If they get them back on, we'll just let them come in and chat. And if Ben, if you're listening, just call back in, and we'll get you on. But another interview that I saw that interests me as well was the whole 40 Glock and Game situation. We've talked about this before, how Game was videotaping himself beat up 40 Glock when he caught him at a pool party, and I put it all over the internet of him punching him and hitting him and basically punking 40 Glock to the point where he just diminished his whole street credibility. Well, after that happened, 40 Glock decided to sue the Game, and people were like, what the fuck? This guy's a gangbanger, and he's about to sue him
for
getting beat up like for like $4.5 million, something crazy. He's like, yo, everybody's like, nah, that ain't true, man. That ain't true. 40 Glock ain't suing nobody. Remember that?
Remember that story? I remember that.
Well, 40 Glock is suing him.
Yeah.
40 Glock is suing him. And you know what? The explanation that 40 Glock gives is actually makes a lot of sense to me. Mm-hmm. A lot of sense to me. And I'll tell you why. So there's a new interview. This is, I think, the first interview he's really given since this suing thing has happened. And he basically said, look, man, I'm no dummy. This guy caught me out there with a bunch of his people. I'm basically Dolo. They got guns, got a camera, iPhone in one hand, and starts punching me in the other hand. If I knuckle up with this dude, I could get shot, jumped, types of shit. That's what it was. It wasn't just him. Everybody else was behind him, so you don't see them in the footage. He was like, but I had no choice. I was cornered. They caught me out there. Now, I looked at it this way. I said, he's videotaping himself, punching me and shit, putting it all over the internet before his album comes out. And I'm supposed to think that's the street thing to do? Like, if we want to keep it street, let's keep it street. He made that entertainment. And guess what? I'm an entertainer. And he's basically fucking up my character.
What I mean.
Defaming my character by doing that. So if he puts this video everywhere, what can I do? Retaliate and have my niggas kill him? Hell no. I'm going to jail as soon as something happens to the nigga because of what he did. He didn't keep it on the streets. He put it in the entertainment realm. So I said to myself, well, I can't go back and murder this nigga.
Because
I'm going to jail. So what's the next best thing? I'm going to sue the nigga and get my money from him defaming me on fucking camera. And you know what? I looked at that shit and I said, gangster or no gangster? That's the smartest shit I ever heard, because how the fuck you going to retaliate on a nigga without going to jail if they know what's going on? The police know it's on tape.
Exactly.
They know it's on there. So what can you do? If you retaliate, no matter if they don't know it's you or not, they coming after you.
Yeah,
like,
you
oh,
are
well, ready. 40 Glock got beat up on video by him, and that was huge. We going to want to check into him.
No, I agree.
Who wants police knocking down your door about some crazy shit like a murder? So
you didn't even have nothing to do with it.
Right. Well, he said he had to think about it. He was like, listen, if you wanted it to be entertainment for everybody out there to see that you swung on me and beat me in the grass and did all what you did, you know what I'm saying? Cool. I'm going to keep it entertainment, too. And I'm going to sue you.
Yeah, he getting them where it hurts, so.
What do you think, though? Because that fucks up a lot of your street cred. But if any street dude is smart,
they
know that what Game did, that's not what you do in the street. You don't videotape and put it out to the world so now everybody can know, like, okay, this guy's going to have a problem with me because I just beat him on camera.
So if something happens to me, you might want to check into that guy.
No, no doubt. And Ben actually said he's listening and tuned in, and he says stay away from reality TV as far as the artist. And then he said everybody tripping. And I agree completely, 100%. I don't have a problem with him. So, I mean, it ain't my party, so. But no, seriously, I understand that his stance for the suit and whatnot. And I mean, it's really, you like it, he really has no other option anyway. Like, what is he gonna do, really? You know what I'm saying? So he said, shoot, I mean, I got a lawsuit, and I'm not sure who brought it to his attention or if he already thought to do that, but it was kind of smart, and it's probably going to help a lot of people not do that now with the whole videotape and everything. So,
right. Well, you know, you remember what happened to the other dude. You remember what happened with the situation with the Rosemo guy and the guy called Bosco. They were both bloods fighting each other, but the Rosemo dude fought him on camera and put it all over World Star and everything. Beat the shit out of the dude, all on camera, put it on World Star. Rosemo actually allegedly knocked out the Game too at the mall while the Game was with his son. So this guy was going on a tear for a little minute, but the last beating he did was to a guy named Bosco, who nobody... If you live in California, you knew who he was, but a lot of people didn't know who he was outside of that. So he beat him up on tape, and then he turned up dead. They killed him. They shot him up in his car, and his car ran into a police car, and he was dead. He's gone. That guy is done.
Remember me telling me that. Mm-hmm.
Remember we talked about that?
Mm-hmm.
Now,
that was real sad and crazy.
First thing that happened was they went and arrested Bosco.
Mm-hmm.
And
he
I don't know
it.
If Bosco's out right now. I don't know if he's in jail or whatever. But you see what's going
to
happen if
what it means,
you're
so.
Videotape beating someone. They're going to go to the guy you beat and arrest him.
Yeah, you always going to be the first suspect, per se. I mean, it's just a sad situation. I don't know where we got to this point. I can't remember this, you know what I mean? I can't remember a time when this was really going down until recently, like this last year. And it just was, it's a nonstop, you know, I got the poof, you know.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't know what it is.
It's gangbangers are doing it. That's what puzzles me.
It's off the chain. It's crazy. And then you got everybody else mimicking it pretty much. So, I mean, in World Star Hip Hop, you got that for them. I mean, now that you got the internet, period. Now that you got all these other forums, the reality TV. I mean, I could just see that it's always going to be something that comes up that's just not smart to do, but just seems to be the thing to do. And right now, it's what can I get to get some shares and likes on Facebook? What can I, you know, catch on camera to get on WorldStar to get my views up? You know what I mean? You got to have a certain number of views to get it submitted, and then they put it out in a day. And, you know, I wish that we could take that type of energy and do it in a different light and bring more things to the light that would be, I don't know if we're more positive, per se. I just wish that we could use these forums that we have to really get the good stuff out. But unfortunately, you know, anything negative or anything... you know, just crazy like that. Especially, they love to affiliate it with hip hop. But you know, that's what's going to reach the masses. So, you know, I look forward to when we can actually catch something on tape that was just a rapper out there doing a good deed or something. You know what I mean? And then they actually put that out there and get the views up. So, like the other day, T.I. he actually, I don't know if you saw it, but it was going around, and he did something for a woman who was living under a bridge in Atlanta with her two kids. She was abandoned, basically saying that, you know, no one would help her. Her family pretty much gave up on her because she kept going back to her abusive ex-husband or ex-boyfriend, who happens to be the father of both her children. So I guess that second time when she stayed with him, had the second baby, they're like, nah, we ain't helping you. Something happened. We ain't helping you. I don't know the whole story, but she was actually living under the bridge, and T.I. actually took her in, and I took her in at home. But, you know, he... wrote her a check. They said he wrote her a check, bought her a house, bought her a car, and just, you know, got her on her feet, a great start. And I want to say they employed her as well to do something. So I'm not sure if it's with Grand Hustle or what it is. And like I said, I don't have the actual report story or the facts, but it did come from an official TI network. And those are the things that I would like to have seen more going on. You know what I mean? As far as the sharing process and in the media. So, but you didn't hear that. Yeah, you didn't get to hear that, though, this week because, you know, we heard about Stevie J and Jocelyn broken up or somebody else. So it's and then, like I said, I did see that 40 Rock is, you know, suing as well. So I saw that, but I didn't get to see the T.I. story. So unless, I wish we could have that balance. That's all I say at the end of the day.
Yeah, but, and we need it.
But,
and, you know, I think, you know, gangbangers, put down the cameras, man. put down the cameras, man. That's getting out of control. And everybody's been put on camera doing something, man. I actually, one of my peoples I know is on World Star right now, man.
Wow, really? Come on now.
Yeah, he choked up a girl out here, man, and slammed her face to the concrete, man, and it was pretty brutal. But you know, you get the story is definitely different than what people see. And you know, what was funny is when we saw it, was like, damn, son spazzed out, like, this is a cool cat. But then we went down there. I actually saw him the day after that. Yeah, he's giving the real story. And then the people that was around that night are starting to give the real story. He was actually trying to help us. She was pissy drunk. Ran into somebody's car or something. He's trying to calm her down because, you know, I guess the people are, you know, screaming at her. He's trying to calm her down, like, chill, baby, like, you drunk. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, he's trying to calm her down and get her.
And she just swung on him and just hit him in his face, like, three times. And, you know, she hit him once. He was like, yo, what are you doing? I'm looking out for you. And she, you know, apparently kept swinging on him. So that's when, you know, he couldn't take it anymore, her hitting him in his face. And, you know, not saying what he did was right, but you don't see none of that on World Star. But, you know, like I said, I don't know how we're going to have a president. I don't know how we're going to have a president in the future years, because everybody's going to have dirt on them. Somebody's going to know some shit.
They'll be like 2012. You tweeted.
They got you on video or a picture of you doing something.
Somebody tagged you with something.
They got something.
Yeah, you can't live. You can't. I mean, it's beyond a Big Brother phase, you know, which is another reason I kind of hate to. I really don't like to divvy too much in social networks. And I will say this, since we're talking about the networks and being out there. You know, global14.com, of course, it's your first time tuning in. This is a station via that website. The one thing I do like about Global, not one thing, but one of the things I like about Global 14 is that I don't have to see what people are doing on the side. Like, it's not a consistent scrolling, you know what I mean? I actually get a chance to kind of click on, okay, you know, the way that it's navigated, I can kind of say, okay, if I want to see friends, what they talk about, I can go to friends. If I want to go to this group, I go to this group.
Right.
You know, you may have a little bit of spam every now and then because, you know, this is what it is. It's Jermaine Dupri's site, but at least not Facebook. I don't have to see who liked the photo and it come up. I didn't even know what was going on. They're not my friend and getting tagged and notified and everything. So, I mean, like, you just can see everything, and you can't do anything. And I hope anybody who's trying to cheat is not on Facebook, because there's ways around all of that privacy and account settings. So just wanted to throw that out there. I mean, I'm living good. I'm straight, but I've been seeing a lot of FB drama regarding the relationships after V-Day, because boys is getting caught with the little snitch bar thing they got going on the side. So, you know, I don't know. Everybody, like you said, it's going to be to the point where you really can't, you know, escape anything, and it's kind of unfortunate, but parent at home, that's all I got to say, because they ain't going down. I mean, they ain't finna learn. Out there, it ain't gonna be nobody doing that role but us. So, I don't know. It's kind of sad.
Well,
kinda
I
sad.
Mean, hey, that's a few stories that caught my eye, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, I felt like I wanted to get an opinion on it, man. I've been thinking about it for a little while, and I'm just like, damn, it's just getting kind of crazy. But, hey, I hear Soulja Boy signing to Young Money.
Right.
He might be getting into it with Young Money, so.
Totally,
he's out there
Young
playing
Money.
The ultimate chess game. Baby is really just playing the ultimate chess game.
I mean.
There,
okay. Okay.
I don't know what that signing is about. I don't know.
Yeah,
what relevancy Soulja Boy is even having over here in music now. But he seems to be a guy that's keeping his business together. He looks like he got money out the ass, especially if you follow him on Instagram or Twitter. Like, Soulja Boy is definitely always getting some new money. Seems to be like in abundance where he is. So I guess Baby's like, hey, I like that. Bring that over here. So we'll see if he signs. That's another piece of news. But that's it for today. That's it. That's all, folks. We'll wait till the reunion airs and tell everybody about that.
Okay, the little To Hear Me Love and Hip Hop joint thing, or really talking about the Joe Budden
thing? Yeah, that's, you know,
kind of hands out.
Air. That all was coming from the taping. So everybody, you see, you can't even get a damn real show out if some shit happened at the taping, you know, now, before
yeah.
the show even airs.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
How could you hide or do anything out here anymore?
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
It's weird out here now. It's a weird time, folks. Adjust.
You be sounding so discouraged when you talk about it. And it's sad, and it's a shame that you have to be like that. But, you know, it is what it is. You know, definitely, again, everybody that tuned in, we appreciate you guys checking in tonight. Ben Carew, R&B Boston, please check him out at BENCAREW220 for all the Twitters. At G14 Radio and at Global 14. And I apologize if I'm a little off today. I feel like I'm a little off, but hey, it is what it is. I'm not perfect. Can I just say that? And then it's like Wednesday, so it's been crazy this past week. But I just wanted to say that because I feel like I can do that because they know us and they know how we rock and everything. So I just wanted to kind of say I apologize.
Yeah, come on,
I'm off my game.
You're going to have off nights. I mean, I have off nights. Sometimes I sound like I'm dead tired. I always sound like that. That's just me. But sometimes I'm even worse. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is, man. You know, we keep our audience engaged. You know, they know we mess with them like they mess with us. So everything is all good, man. Everybody going to have off days. Everybody going to not be, you know, there 100% every day. You say you're 100% every day. You out there lying, so we don't believe it.
I know. See, it's just crazy, you know, the weather, just a lot of stuff. But, you know, definitely having Ben on, that pumped me up, especially, you know, playing his music and everything. I was like, okay, I'm in this to win it. So I was really excited. But definitely appreciate Ben coming on the line tonight. Also, everybody that called in, show love, Ask Cupid, and then Ben's family. That was dope, and a couple other people.
Yes.
Had the boys going a little crazy. Shout out to LD, G14 staff holding down. I be giving niggas the names quick. I called you Jesus today. I know where I call him LD. I'm just naming everybody. But shout out to him for holding down everything as well. And next stop, again, Southern Entertainment Awards. We will be touching down to that joint. So I have nothing else to say. They know how to find me at Onyx254 on Twitter and at Global14.
And holler at me on Twitter at The Glue, THAGLUE, and on Global 14 Golden Fleece. And it's a wrap.
Definitely a wrap.